Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Joe Cocker bringing us back, Mad Dog Englishman. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Got a lot of stuff there that you can read, you can listen to, you can watch. We got articles, podcasts, and videos, and other stuff there that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, in the previous segment, I was talking about your response to the president, your and my response to the president, about his position that climate change is the global threat of our time. Well, what I'd like to, I want to differentiate between people who have a plan and people who have ideology. People who have a plan will do what I said a minute ago, and people who really want to solve a problem the best way with and make it good for everybody, and in this case help America to remain competitive, they'll create what I've been complaining about for years, the fact that America doesn't have a national energy policy. So that would be the plan, to create a national energy policy. That's what I would like to see President Obama do, create a national energy policy. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But instead, he doesn't have any plans. He only has ideology, meaning that he only wants to seek one thing, and that is the eradication of carbon. Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind living in a world without carbon energy. But right now, 97% of our energy in America comes from carbon. Only 3% is from, or I should say, non-renewable. I should say 20% of that 97 is from nuclear. But only 3% of our energy today comes from renewable energy, meaning wind, solar, and that sort of thing. So how are you going to go from 3% to 100%, for example, which I would think would be the zealot's goal, the climate change zealot's goal? How are you going to do that without taking down the economy? Well, here's how you do that. Number one, it's going to take time. Number two, you develop a national energy policy. That's what leaders do. They don't follow their ideology around. They look at what's really going on, and they develop a plan. And here's what the national energy policy plan would look like. And I mentioned it a minute ago. I gave three examples of what the energy policy would look like. Number one, it would include what we've accomplished. Number two, it would include what we own, what we possess, what we have control over. And number three, it would include what we can create. I want to talk about those three things. What have we accomplished? I mentioned that in the last segment. Since 1998, when America decided not to sign the Kyoto Accord, by the way, that was 98 to nothing in the Senate. Bipartisan rejection of the Kyoto Accords, which was going to take us back to carbon emissions no greater than what we did in 1990. Well, guess what? American businesses, working at their own for their own account with their own best interests in mind, the invisible hand at work, American businesses have taken us to 1990 levels of emissions. We're at the Kyoto levels right now. That's what we've accomplished. We should be building on that. We should be saying, okay, look what we've done in 15 years. We've taken a country that was headed in the wrong direction with a global emission standpoint, from a carbon emission standpoint, and we've turned that around. That's what we've accomplished. American businesses should be getting credit for that. Okay, and then I'd say, okay, how did you do that? Let's see how you did that, and let's do more of that. Let's build on that. That's what we've accomplished. That's the first step of the energy policy. The second one is, what do we own? What we own is an incredible amount of energy potential in America, fossil and otherwise. So what do we have access to? Let's focus on those things. Let's harness those powers. Yes, a lot of it's going to be carbon. But we're not going to wean ourselves off of carbon for it'll take a couple of more generations to wean us completely off of carbon. But what if we could get to 50% carbon in 20 years or 30 years? Wouldn't that be a great accomplishment? So let's use what we own, but at the same time, see, that would, by using what we own, that would make us less dependent upon foreign energy sources. That means the resources and the money and the work would stay in America, that would grow our economy. From those revenues, we could invest in the next thing, which is what we can create. America can do anything if it wants to. If we can put our collective brains and energies together, America can create, can innovate, can invent alternative fuel sources that could help that would make this country dominate that industry, that part of the marketplace for the rest of this century, if we tried. But as long as we focus on ideology instead of having a plan, instead of having a national energy policy that incorporates what we've accomplished, what we own, and what we can create, as long as we don't have that, all we have is ideology, and that's a loser. That won't work. And America will be behind the eight ball as long as that happens. Mr. President, think about that, please. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.